and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a primer of what organizations need to look for when hiring a third-party ERP implementation partner. Joining us today is Eric Kimberling, an ERP implementation and benefits realization expert, and he's also president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, an independent ERP consulting firm in Denver. Eric, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, first off, can you define for us, Eric, what an ERP consultant is, first of all, and what they typically do for an organization?
Well, that's a good starting point question, Chris. What an ERP consultant does is typically they'll guide clients through the entire ERP software lifecycle for organizations. So they'll help companies evaluate and select potential ERP solutions. They'll help with the implementation. They'll help with the configuration of software, the implementation of the software. And they'll also handle, typically if they're a good ERP consultant, they'll address some of the softer or non-technical issues of an ERP implementation, such as organizational change and benefits realization. So in a nutshell, I know we'll dive into some of those areas in a little bit more detail as you ask your questions. But in a nutshell, what ERP consultants do is provide full lifecycle support for ERP initiatives.
Okay. So what's the difference then between an ERP consultant and a systems integrator?
Well, that's a great question. And there's a lot of buzzwords in the industry that get used interchangeably and get used a little loosely. But generally, what I would consider an ERP consultant versus a system integrator is a system integrator is generally going to be more focused on the software itself. They're very much a software installation or a software implementation focused type of organization with, you know, corresponding methodologies.
Right.
Whereas an ERP consultant is generally going to be more of a approach that's more focused on business implementation. So it's looking at not just how can the software work and how can the software improve some of the client's business operations, but how can a ERP consultant would look more at how can we re-engineer business processes, how can we effectively make sure that the organizational change management is handled appropriately, mm-hmm. and how can we treat it as more of a business transformation effort rather than just a software initiative. And I think that's the biggest difference between an ERP consultant and a systems integrator. A systems integrator takes a more myopic approach and looks more at kind of a software installation, whereas an ERP consultant, when in the terms that we consider ERP consultant, would look at it more as a business transformation effort.
Okay. So what would you say are the top three things then that an organization needs to look for in an ERP consulting partner?
Well, that's a great question, and it's an important one because there are so many options in the marketplace. I mean, there's a lot of system integrators out there, a lot of ERP consultants or companies that claim to do ERP consulting. There's also value-added resellers and staffing firms, all types of organizations out there that are providing alleged ERP consulting services. And so the big three things that I think companies need to look for, first of all, innovation and thought leadership. I think that's something that's very important because there's so many options in the marketplace. I hate to say they're a dime a dozen, but there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of system integrators and ERP consulting firms just in North America alone.
Wow.
For all the various different types of ERP solutions. So mm-hmm. a lot of options out there. And so you want to look at, you know, the types of organizations that are kind of leading the pack in providing innovation and providing the thought leadership. You know, is it a company that's going to get quoted by the press pretty often? Are they, do they have a good client base? Are they providing innovation in the marketplace? Does the marketplace recognize them as thought leaders and innovators in the marketplace? And that's generally a good indicator of the type of consulting organization you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, would be independence. So is it a company that's more interested in selling you additional software or selling you software services that kind of benefits the organization, the consulting organization, or is it an independent firm that will help you do whatever's right for your business rather than, you know, what's going to kind of line the pockets of the organization itself?
Right.
And then third would be proven methodologies and measurable results. So is it a company that's just, you know, they're kind of a they're subject matter experts in the software, but they don't necessarily have proven methodologies and tool sets that go beyond just basic knowledge of the software. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you want to look at the methodologies of not just how they configure and design the software, which certainly is important, but what's even more important is how does the consulting partner handle organizational change management? How do they handle process reengineering? How do they handle overall project and program management? Those are things that are going to really determine whether or not your initiative is successful. So those are really the big three things that we would consider important when you're looking for an ERP consulting partner.
Okay. So as you referenced just a few moments ago, there are a lot of people that provide so-called ERP services. And I know there are a lot of huge consulting firms who provide ERP services. But in your experience, what kind of value do they bring to an implementation?
Well, I think most players in the industry provide some level of value. Otherwise, they wouldn't be successful, and they probably wouldn't still be in business. But I think you have to look at, you know, where could you get the most value? And when you look at the different types of organizations out there, you have big consulting firms, which when you think about system integrators, typically the big consulting firms provide kind of that traditional systems integration types of consulting. Mm-hmm. But their model is kind of the pyramid consulting model, where you have a few senior resources, but you have a kind of a boatload of lower level, lower paid consultants that are, you know, not that far out of college. So that's, you know, one downside or one area of value that some of these big consulting firms do not bring. Some of the other things you want to look for just in terms of assessing the value of an organization is, are they charging you to kind of train the consulting staff and train the staff that's on your project?
Right.
Because you certainly don't want to be paying for that training and development. That's what you're paying for, that expertise. You're not paying to train someone to do it.
Right.
And you also have a lot of vendors out there that are tied to a vendor. And as I mentioned before, there's some perverse incentives that go into that. If you're aligned with one software vendor, oftentimes you're more interested in getting more users or more maintenance dollars out of a client rather than, you know, doing good work on the consulting side.
Right.
And some of these bigger firms, too, they manage a ton of projects at once. So they have too many projects, and they've got, you know, your implementation ends up being just another folder on their desktop. And so that's something you want to watch for, too. And then, you know, kind of a last thing you want to watch for is not really the consulting firm potentially not having time to have that cultural fit between their team and your team, mm-hmm. Because that's very important, too, is making sure you've got that cultural fit. So those are a few things that I guess you